The burgeoning anticipation amongst Taylor Swift aficionados in Latin America is palpable, with many having braved prolonged waiting periods, exorbitant ticket prices, and even physical altercations, all in the pursuit of witnessing the renowned pop sensation live in concert. The eminent singer-songwriter, who maintains the female record for the most number one albums, is poised to embark on her era's tour across the region, commencing in Mexico on August 24 and subsequently gracing stages in Argentina and Brazil. In Rio de Janeiro, Rena Rodriguez undertook the arduous task of maintaining vigil over several evenings to secure tickets for Swift's slated performances from November 17 to 19 at the Nilton Santos venue. Rodriguez, a 24-year-old disc jockey celebrated amongst Swift's ardent followers, aptly termed Swifties, managed to procure admissions to all three concerts. However, this achievement was not without its tribulations. "They wanted to take my cell phone, and inside the case was my card from the only bank authorized for ticket sales. I just thought, they won't take my card," recalled Rodriguez, recounting a distressing episode where he became the victim of an assault. The monetary cost of embracing the Swift experience varies across countries. In Brazil, admission prices span from $35 to $468. In juxtaposition, fans in Mexico, where the median youth income hovers around $366 monthly, encounter rates ranging between $55 and $614. Ingrid Cruz, the progenitor of the official Mexican Fan Association, decried such pricing as abuse, lamenting the undue emphasis on VIP accommodations. Additionally, issues arose with Ticketmaster's platform, a prominent U.S. ticketing conglomerate that operates under the aegis of the influential CIE Media Group in Mexico. This conglomerate wields control over approximately two-thirds of the nation's live entertainment market. Pre-sales for the performances in Mexico City were contingent upon a prior verification system. However, even aficionados such as Joel Aguilar, curator of Taylor Swift MX, encountered challenges in securing tickets. Meanwhile, in Buenos Aires, fervent fans staked their claims outside the River Stadium well in advance, displaying an unwavering commitment to achieving prime viewing spots. "It's going to be a total frenzy," opined Ayra Palavencino, an enthusiastic member of the gathering. Despite Argentina's pressing economic predicaments, tickets were rapidly exhausted. Elsewhere, Chilean President Gabriel Boric, an avowed Swift admirer, ventured unsuccessfully to persuade Swift to integrate Chile into her tour itinerary. A testament to Swift's extensive appeal, a septuagenarian member of Mexico's Supreme Court openly expressed his admiration for the artist. "There's nothing trivial about Taylor Swift," declared Arturo Zaldívar in a June editorial.